The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Chabad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Chagiga daf beis. We're starting in Yitzhak Hashem's last masechta, masechta Chagiga, in Seder Moed. And as a general idea of what the Masechta is, since it's the finale of Seder Moed, it will give us somewhat of a deeper insight into the whole concept of Moyadim. The word Moed is Meloshin Hisvadus, a meeting place. The meeting place is obviously the meeting place of Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Where do Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlomo meet? Most especially on Yom Tovim, the mitzvah of Re'iyas Pnei Abayis, the mitzvah being Oyla Regal, the mitzvah of meeting face to face with the Rebbeinu Shlom Yiro called Churcho in the Azora on Yom Tov, and that is the theme of this Masechta. But I'd like to add another Tosefes Dvarim. As far as the name Seder Moed is concerned, Loshen Vad, we think of Yom Tovim as far as Yom Tovim, as far as days of happiness, days of joy, one of the Yom Tovim, Rachman Lutlan, is Tisha B'Av. And over there specifically, the Gemara says that on Tisha B'Av we don't say Tachnu, because the Pasuk says, Ekra Lai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. Tisha B'Av is called by the Navi Yirmiyo in Sefer Eicha, Megillas Eicha. It's also called Moed. The word Moed doesn't mean a happy time. The word Moed means, like we said, Hisvadus means a meeting place. The Rebbeinu Shlomo meets up with Klal Yisrael. There's a Hisyachdus of not just going about our business, not just going through the motions of everyday life, but taking time to step back and stepping away from daily life, stepping away from the grind of life itself, and thinking about the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and putting us in a mode where we have time and we have the ability and we have the Nukhsa Nevesh to reflect on our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That is the purpose of Moed. We don't say Tachnun. Tachnun is a tefillah when we hide ourselves. It's a tefillah of not being clear in our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. There's no Tachnun on a day of Moed. We just finished this, the Masechta of Moed Kosson, where there's a curious Moed Kosson. We're talking about Yom Tovim, Chol HaMoed, Simcha. The Ikar Mitzvah on Yom Tov is the Mitzvah of Simcha. And in the same Masechta, we find Rachman from the halachos of Avelus, where the minig is not necessarily to delve into those halachos unless one Rachman Lutzlan has need for those halachos, halachos l'maisa. But over there also, there's an element of moed when a person has to step away from the grind of life, and a person is in a situation where he's sitting and he's not allowed to be engaged in everyday activity, and his purpose is to reflect on his relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. His relationship with having a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, how much of that is taken for granted, how much of that needs a hiskachus. One of the points of Avelus is for a person to step away from life and to reflect on the meaning of life, the meaning of suffering, the meaning of life after life, the purpose of life, the meaning of loss of life, and so on and so forth. Of course, we shouldn't have to meet up with the Rebbeinu Shlomo in such circumstances. We should rather meet up in the circumstances of Masechet Chagiga, the mitzvah of Simcha, of Lahoya Simcha Liyisrael, Elo, in the mitzvah of being Oyla Regal. That is really the theme of our Masechta. What's very telling in the mitzvah of Re'iyah, the mitzvah of being Oyla Regal, which is the Ikar mitzvah, goes together with the mitzvah of bringing a korban Oyla Tzriya, we'll learn in Miyat Hashem, that in the Rambam, the Mishnah for Rambam, the two are related. There is no mitzvah. Seems that there is no separate Oyla Regal. It's a mitzvah being Oyla Regal with a korban. But Vinishvi, there's a mitzvah being Oyla Regal, and it would seem Sukkim are separate. The Pasuk of Shalosh Pan Mashana Yiro called Churchos Pnei Ha'odin Hashem Alekim, of being Oyla Regal, of meeting, so to speak, Yiro called Churchos, meeting face to face, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, as we said, that's the purpose of the Moed, in the Azor, in the Mokim Hashroas Hashchina. We'll see in Yitzhak Shem, Behemshech Hasugis, that the mitzvah of being oila, the chiyuv of a father bringing up his son, lemaskonis hagemara according to many rishonim is durabonon. Mitzvah is only on gedolim, like is there any other mitzvah? The mitzvah of bringing katanim that are able to go up to Yerushalayim, the mitzvah of bringing katanim they're able to walk from Yerushalayim up to the Har HaBayis, the pashtus is durabonon. The Rambam is clear that deraisa, We'll meet Hashem talk in a future share. The Rambam seems to base himself on a Yerushalmi, not like the Bavli, which sometimes the Rambam does. The Lashon of the Rambam is something that can give us some more insight into the depth, into the inner meaning of what it means. What does mitzvah mean? What does it mean to give over to our children this concept of Re'iyas Pnei Abayis, of meeting up, Yeruah Kol Zchuch, of having a Hisvadus, of having a meeting place, having an intimate connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Rambam in Sefer Korbanos in Hilchos Chagiga, the mitzvah of being Oyla Regel L'Chor should be in Sefer Azmanim. The Rambam puts it together with Korbanos because the mitzvah of Re'iyas Habayis, the mitzvah of being Oyla Regel, goes together with the Korban Chagiga. We'll learn, according to the Rambam, one is ma'akiv the other, but even according to other Rishonim, one is tied up with the other, and that's really the theme of the first parak of Alma Sechta. And I would like to read out in the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel. Kol kotim shiyochol lechoz biyodeh shel oviv v'lalos mirushalayim lahar abayis, oviv chayiv lahaloisoy, father is mechuyiv to bring him up. So far so good. Now listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. U'laharois boy kidei lechanchoy b'mitzvus. The Lashon of the Rambam is quite curious. Chayiv lahaloisoy is mechuyiv to bring him up. Laharois boy, the proper reading, as far as proper translation, is laharis boy, to show himself in the child, kidei lechanchei b'mitzvus. L'chayra, a father's mechuyiv being oyla regel. The koton has a chiyuv to be nischanach. One has to be mechanach his children, the same as there's a mitzvah being mechanach one's child for lulav and for neir chanukah and for eating matzah. There's a mitzvah being mechanach one's children to be oyla regel. Now, it happens to be that the chiyuv chinuch l'chayra the rabbonon. Over here we're talking about a chiyuv deraisa. As far as the Rambam is concerned, we're talking here about a chiyuv deraisa. It's possible that according to Rambam, others want to suggest that according to Rambam here we have a source that mitzvah chinuch habonim is deraisa on some level. Even on some level, it's for sure that the child's mitzvah is only a kiyum derabonon, sugiyin sukkah, sugiyin brachas, so on and so forth. The kiyum of a child, berchamozin, netilas lulav, and so on, is only a kiyum of a mitzvah derabonon. But over here, the Rambam is talking about a chiyuv of mitzvah deraisa. Shenema, the Rambam brings a pasuk, Yeroa kol kurcho. The Rambam learns the Gemara later on. Davov seems to say that's machto. We'll see where the Rambam's coming from. But as far as now, as far as reading the Rambam says Yeroa kol kurcho the chiyuv deraisa of chinuch habonim. But the lashon of the Rambam is not that the father is mechuyis to mechanach the child, that the child should be oyla regel. The chiyuv is that the father lahaloisoi. Ulaharoi's boy, he shows himself, it seems to be in the Lashon Rambam, as if the Rambam is telling us that, and this we'll see is really the yisoid of the Shita of the Rambam, that the mitzvah of bringing one's children that are going to be mechuyiv in the mitzvah on their own when they reach Gil HaMitzvahs, when they reach Bar Mitzvah age, the chiyuv now is not a chiyuv on the child that the father is mechuyiv to prepare him for. He has a future role, a future chiyuv as being Leila Regel. The father is mechuyiv to be mechanech him now to do that mitzvah, so that when he'll come of age, he'll be mechanech the mitzvah on his own. The chiyuv now is part of the father's chiyuv. And this gives us a different level in the chinuch habonim, and I think a different level in of understanding into the mitzvah of Re'iyas Pnei Abayis. Why is the source of chinuch habonim, if there's any source, midaraisa of chiyuv of being mechanech one's children, which it's not just a one of chiyuv, one of person's chiyuv. What we understand, all of us intrinsically understand, that one of our most important tasks in this world is being mechanech our children to carry forward their kiyum, their status as er lechidim, their kiyum teru mitzvus. The same way we are er lechidim when we try, when we thrive, when we try our best to be mekayim everything in Shulchan Aruch, when we try to keep our kiyum of teru mitzvus on an optimal level. One of our ikur statuses as Eir L'chiyudin is giving that over to our children, to mechanech our children. Not just a chiyuv prati, but it's a role that we play. And the source of this is mitzvah Re'iyah, the mitzvah being Eir L'regel. Why is that? Rav Hutna in Pachad Yitzchok, Pesach Yud Beis, explains this connection on a deeper level. Chinuch, he points out, like we just said, is not just a matter of training the child, that the child should do the mitzvah on his own. It's important, by the way. because there's a level of chinuch where one forces the children, you have to do the mitzvah, and the child might perform that mitzvah as a by force of habit, or because he's mechuyev to when he gets older. This is a famous verse, behaloschos haneiros, chinuch haneiros, is about lighting the flame in order that the flame should light thereafter, should be lit on its own. The purpose of effective chinuch is about training one's children in kiyum Torah mitzvahs, that the child should have a gefil, the child should have a hagasha, should have a rotzen, should have a will to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs of his own accord. That's proper chinuch, chinuch mitechava, chinuch mitechira, chinuch which is real as opposed to chinuch which is just on the surface, chinuch which is pneumistic as opposed to chinuch which is just being part of the system. But Rav Huna takes this a step weiter. He says that chinuch on a deeper level is a reflection of the reality that we, when we're mekayim Torah mitzvahs, our status, our role as Erlich Eden is not just in the here and now, in the 70, 80, 90 years that we live in this world, but it's as a link in a chain. Part of our mitzvahs, when we learn Torah, part of the mitzvahs of our learning Torah, is not just the fact that we're learning Omer Abaya, Omer Rova, is that every one of us is a link in a chain from Har Sinai, Voidatim Levonecho, Levnei Vonecho, Yoy Masha Amat Lefnei Lashem Alekecho Bechoyrus. Especially if one is Zoycha to teach Torah, one is a link in a chain of transmission. This Chachmei HaMesayrus, all of us have that responsibility, Kolecho Lefim HaJugosoy, to give over Torah as a link in a chain. The idea of being mechanic one's children is not just to be mechanic one's children that they should be mekayim mitzvahs for their 70, 80, 90 years in this world. But when we're mechanic children, what we're doing is we're preparing, we're being menatzeach, the nitzchias of ourselves, the eternalization, not the eternity of our kiyum Torah mitzvahs, is that our children continue after us. And therefore, the mitzvah of chinuch is a mitzvah that reflects the reality of the nitzchias of Torah mitzvahs. Says Rav Huna, where is the first place where we see in the Torah this mitzvah, where a mitzvah was nisgayim by a father and a son, ba'ifin, that the father was with the kiyum of that mitzvah giving over, so to speak, handing over the torch to his son, carrying over his mission. Avram and Yitzchak, when they went up to the Akedah, the Rebbeinu Shlomo tested Avram in this final and hardest Nisoyin, the Nisoyin of the Akedah, where the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, Halei, Bimcha, Tichicha, Shahafta, Yitzchak, bring him up, Halei, Lo'ilal, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo told him to go to the Har HaMoriah. When they come down from the mountain, after the Nisoyin was successfully completed, Avram on his end, Yitzchak on his end, the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, Atio, that's Kireli, came after, that's where the Rebbeinu Shlomo said to Avram, that now you have created the reality of the Am HaNivcha, which will have for all time its kiyum in the Am HaNivcha of Klal Yisrael. At that point, the Rebbeinu Shlomo sealed and signed with him the bris that Klal Yisrael will carry forth the mission of Avram Avinu for all time. Baha Hashem Yiro, at that point was created that reality. That point was the point where the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, Bahar Hashem Yiroya, and the shame of Re'iyah, the mitzvah of Re'iyah is to come, to see the Rebbeinu Shlomo, to be Yiroya, to appear in front of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Kol Kvurcho. That reality of going forth with one's children and creating that connection with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, not that we're Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, but we are Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs as part of a Nitzchias, as part of an eternity, as part of the reality of the chain that goes from Avraham Avinu until the end of days, until Achas Hayomim, until Mashiach Tzidkenu. That reality is forged and reinforced every time a Yid goes off. Yeroh Kol Chulcha Laharois, it's part of his mitzvah when he brings his children up to the Har HaBayis. That mitzvah was created by Avraham Yitzchak in the mitzvah, in the first place where Avraham Yitzchak went up, the first place where Yidin went up onto the mountain of Hashem to be Yeroah, Bahar Hashem Yeroah, Ati Yodati Ki Yireh LeKimato. That face to face with the Rebbeinu Shlomo, B'Toch Nisoyim, to accept the Rebbeinu Shlomo's will and to internalize and to make the Rebbeinu Shlomo's will our reality, the reality of what's Keveh, everything in our life, that was created by Avraham and Yitzchok in the first being Oyel Regel. And that for all time becomes the prototype, the model for what chinuch is all about. If there's any mitzvah in the Torah which teaches us chinuch and what we're giving over to our children, it's the mitzvah of re'iyah pnei habayis, the mitzvah of being oleh regel. That's why the Rambam doesn't The Rambam does not describe the mitzvah being on the regal as a mitzvah on the father. There's a mitzvah on the son. The father has to train the son to do the mitzvah properly. That's not the pshat. The mitzvah is for the father to not only forge and connect himself with Re'iyah, with connecting himself with his vadus, with the Rebbeinu Shlom, but he takes his Ben Zohar with him, because that is the reality of his relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom. I, and you and everybody else, doesn't have a relationship with the Rebbeinu Shlom on an individual level. Zekei Livan Zeyu, Elekei Ovi Varenimenu. I see myself in my Kiyum Torah Mitzvah as a Hemshech of my forefathers, of Derech Avos, and that's why so much of Mesoris, based Avos, so much of Minhage Yisrael centers around Yom Tovim. We don't have as much Minhage Klal Yisrael when it comes to Shatnez, when it comes to Shechita, when it comes to other areas of Halacha. When it comes to proper Kiyum HaMitzvot of Yom Tovim, that's where the richness of Mesoris, Ovi Varoi Mimenu, comes in. Because that's the reality of Re'il. That's the reality of his Vadus, of Bahar Hashem Yiroh. That's the reality that was created by Avraham and Yitzchok when they went up, when they came down from the mountain. With that bris, that Klal Yisro, that the connection of father and son, of being the Chanak Lamitzis, would continue for all time. The Rebbeinu Shlom should give us the Ad Mishmaya to not only learn the Mitzvah of Chayyim properly, but Mitzvah Hashem Bekar of Mamish to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Re'iyah, via Zav Tzayin, with a Korban Re'iyah, with going up, Bahar Hashem Yiroh, all of us should be Zeicher, to be Mekabel Pnei Hashchina, to be Oyle Regel, and to be Mechadish our connection, Chadish Yemenu Kekedem, with the Rebbeinu Shlom on an individual and a family and a Klal Yisrael Dikol level. Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.